From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is in Helsinki, where he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday. He's promised he will ask Putin about Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, meddling that has triggered a U.S. federal investigation that the president has described as a rigged witch hunt. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's very important that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin meet as planned on Monday, despite the indictment of 12 Russian intelligence officers charged with hacking into Democratic email accounts during the 2016 presidential election. Pompeo says he's confident the meeting will put America in a better place. In a tweet, President Trump is trying to blame the Obama administration for not responding aggressively enough to the Russian hacking.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump called Russia, China, and the European Union foes of the United States in an interview released Sunday. He specifically singled out longtime allies in Europe for taking advantage, in his opinion, of the United States on trade deals.
I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade. Now, you wouldn't think of the European Union, but they're a foe. Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe.
Donald Tusk, that is, the president of the European Council, dismissed Trump's attack on European countries. He said, America and the EU are best friends. Whoever says we are foes is spreading fake news. In using that term, Donald Tusk employed one of Trump's favorite pejoratives for news stories he doesn't like. This is VOA News. Generals from the United States and North Korea met Sunday to discuss the repatriation of the remains of American soldiers who fought in the Korean War. It's been 9 years since generals from the two sides last met. A suicide blast killed at least 7 people and wounded many others Sunday in Kabul. The bomber blew himself up in the main parking area of the Ministry of Rural Rehabilitation and Development just when the staff were leaving work for the day. Palestinian militants have declared a ceasefire in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Fighting has tapered off in Gaza following Israel's heaviest airstrikes on Palestinian militants since the Gaza War 4 years ago. Hamas and Islamic Jihad declared a truce after firing dozens of rockets and mortars across the Israeli border. Israeli warplanes attacked more than 40 Hamas targets Saturday, including tunnels, weapons depots, and training bases. The military said the air raids were in retaliation for more than 3 months of Palestinian violence on the Gaza frontier, including burning kites that have destroyed vast areas of Israeli farmland and forests. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Dozens of people were wounded in southern Iraq Sunday when police fired warning shots to disperse a crowd protesting unemployment and a lack of basic services as demonstrations entered a second week. Protesters in Basra tried to storm the governor's headquarters, but they were dispersed by security forces. Catholic bishops have secured the release of dozens of Nicaraguan student protesters trapped inside in a church under a hail of gunfire from armed pro-government supporters who killed at least one person inside. Father Juan Domingo Gutierrez is a priest at the church.
We, the church, always support the people and the community. We stand alongside the needy, especially in a crisis situation like this, which the country is going through. In this difficult situation where the behavior of authorities makes no sense.
France won the 2018 FIFA World Cup Sunday, defeating Croatia 4-2 to claim their second World Cup championship. France had led 2-1 at halftime. France last won a World Cup championship on their own soil in 1998, defeating Brazil 3-0. The next Men's World Cup will be held in Qatar in 2022. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.